WildTalkRadio.com.
Alright, it's been a long time since I've done this, but here we go. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Monday Night Raw, it's here.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
He's here, isn't he?
He's everywhere. And I can hear him now. Let him in.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
This is a Raw Post Show presented, as always, by MBGFilms, YouTube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin, and that's Lindsay Ward.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, did we have a show tonight.
Usually I try to come up with something witty to open the show with, right? Like, just something that ties into the show, and I sat here and going, I got nothing.
Like, I really want to be positive about the show, because there were some positives that happened.
But okay, let's talk about booking, because this show had booking issues.
This show, I think WWE in general, and we kind of talked about it before while we were watching Raw, you can tell that they really don't have a creative plan or direction for anybody.
And
I get it, like, they're just coming out of Mania.
There's one direction. That's it.
There's one direction, that's it. Like, and that's the only plan that they have moving forward. But there's, like, you can just tell that they are literally throwing shit at the wall and seeing if it sticks with some people.
So, in the first 20 minutes, we had what was scheduled to be a tag match turned into a handicap match because Braun wants to prove he could outdo Drew. Braun beat Mace and T-Bar without their masks. They kept the names, but lost their mask.
I talk to somebody about that makeup real quick?
We'll get to that in a second. Mace and T-Bar lost because they were kicking his ass too much. Drew made the save, bumped into
him. Which makes no sense.
Bumped him and go, hey, you're a funny guy. Hi, you need help, right? And then we got the tag match, which ended in which Mason T-Bar won via countout. Then Strowman scooped up McIntyre and delivered him with the running power slam. And then was so excited. So Strowman got over. Drew then won Strowman in the main event. In a match, Adam Pearce is like, sure. Strowman said, I want in on the title match. Well, he's like, yeah, just beat him. So, spoiler alert, Strowman beat McIntyre in the main event of Raw after a bunch of interference from the Hurt Business and then T-Bar and Mace. And then they awkwardly yelled at Lashley, who just growled on the table.
Yeah, that was a little weird. Was like, Bobby Lashley, like, after the match, like, Bobby Lashley's just standing there on top of the announce table holding up the title almost like a statue, like, just... at them.
That's a great visual when there's a crowd and everyone's yelling and excited, but in the Thunderdome it's just screens and noise and not real noise. It's anyway, they're face paint.
No, like, I appreciate that they took the mask off because they needed to take the mask off, and I get that they're trying to do the face paint because it makes them stand out and it just doesn't have them be two dudes. But on Dio with the face paint and the guy liner and the hair and everything, I just, no.
The Ascension? Like, no, they're not the Ascension.
Like, the guy liner and the hair is perfectly fine, but the face paint, just, like, it's a little distracting on him. And on Dijak, it just looks weird. It looks like a new kind of, like, I don't want to say hipster because that's not right, but, like, new age Road Warriors, but not in a good way. That's what it reminds me of. It's just, I'm not a fan of the makeup. I feel like if you're going to commit to the makeup and, like, go kind of like what the Ascension did and do, like, full on or do the Road Warrior stuff, but, like, just two little stripes on your face. Sorry. No.
Didn't do much for anyone. So
yeah.
So that happened. Then we had our Rotten Tomatoes moment of Ms. TV with Elias and Jackson Riker, and they did an unplugged version of Hey Hey Hop Hop, and then Damian Priest and New Day came out and they threw tomatoes at them. Did I miss anything?
Hold on. I'm just trying to put my thoughts together on this one. I kind of lament how much food they actually waste on Raw. Those were some really nice tomatoes. You could have done some really good things with those, and instead you chucked them at... Which I get, because they gave a concert and they were bad, and so they're like, boo, I'm gonna throw tomatoes at you. But I just weep at how much food gets wasted in wrestling, especially in WWE. It's like, aw, somebody could have used those. Oh, well.
New Day and Damian Priest beat Elias, Jason Riker, and The Miz.
Which, by the way, if you have not checked it out, I hear The Miz documentary that they put out this weekend is very, very good. So
I watched the first 15 minutes of it. It's not bad so far.
Yeah, everybody's like complimenting it and complimenting him, and I think Miz absolutely has earned all the respect that he has, and yeah, please go watch it. But I mean, again, this is one of those moments where it's like, it's coming out of WrestleMania. They're apparently going to continue the feud between Miz and Morrison and Damian Priest without Bad Bunny. They have to figure out what they're going to do, because Priest obviously needs a partner or a friend or something, because it's a tag team versus a single, and Damian Priest has kind of found a friend in New Day, but obviously that doesn't work because it's unbalanced, unless you're going to do like Freebird rules, which is fine because New Day did it for years. But yeah, I think they're still trying. This is one of the ones where it is really painfully apparent that they have no idea what to do with it, so they're just going to keep sending them out there.
So you said, you mentioned everyone needs a friend, right?
I'm gonna kill that creepy doll.
No, I wasn't going there. I wasn't going there with the doll yet. We'll say.
I don't like the doll.
Well, we'll get to the doll.
I don't like the doll.
We're getting to the doll. No, Matt Riddle and Randy, they're friends, and Randy kind of sort of likes him.
Don't trust him, Matt. He'll kill you.
The RK Bro team is a thing, and they had a match against Cedric and
he'll light your
Shelton.
Family on fire.
Randy and Riddle won. They, you know, them. Orton did not like Riddle going for a hug, but hey,
he's not a hugger. I don't know. From what I understand, Randy requested this feud, and I understand why he probably requested it, is because, or they're putting him in this because he's been in a really serious, dark, heavy feud for like 6 months. So he wants to do something fun and comical and light. So I have no problem with this. Like, I have issues with what happened at WrestleMania that I just cannot get past. And I just can't believe that, like, after being haunted by Alexa Bliss for 6 months, that Randy's just cool with the fact that, oh, hey, she's still around, and oh, hey, she has a creepy doll, and it's fine. Just like he's cool. Because, again, we finally had no mention of The Fiend this week. Randy has finally let go of The Fiend, but I can't imagine that The Fiend has let go of Randy. So we're probably going back to that at some point, just not right now. Because, again, Bray Wyatt was not on the show second week in a row. What the hell are y'all doing? Where is he? Which I'm, you know what, I'm just going to go off about it.
Let's talk about the creepy doll.
I don't want to talk about the creepy doll. What I want to talk about is y'all had him off TV for 4 months. 4 months. We are going back to this. You had him on TV in and out before WrestleMania, I think a totality of like 3 times, where he did not speak. He didn't do anything except look like a fried marshmallow. Then he comes back at WrestleMania. You give him that badass entrance. He looks like a god. Only to have him lose because Alexa costs him. The next night, you have to have him on TV because you have to explain what you did. Because absolutely nobody is going to accept the lack of an explanation. And then he disappears. Again, what are y'all doing with him? Where is he? Why is he off TV? Do you really not have plans for this man? Do you really have nothing for him to do? Nothing. No one. Like, I get, like, the whole point of The Fiend is, like, he's a revenge monster and he's going after everybody that he has ever wronged him. And that's the whole, like, driver for the last year or so of Bray Wyatt, is that he's been attacking everybody he can get a hold of. There are a few exceptions because they retired and or left.
Yeah.
So there's just certain people he can't get. So now Randy was sort of like the pinnacle of that story in terms of the revenge arc, where Randy has, again, done the most harm to Bray. So Bray is going to do the most harm to Randy that he can. And once again, Randy Orton, post-WrestleMania, has slipped out of Bray Wyatt's grasp because Bray got screwed this time by Alexa. Which, by the way, there is still no explanation on where the Fiend is, what happened to the Fiend, the fact that she, you know, the fact that she basically fiend-napped him has never been brought up. I mean, you know, Funhouse Bray is free, so we're assuming the Fiend is free. There's no explanation in terms of what happened with the creepy toy, like, box thing. None. Is the Fiend still trapped in the Jack in the Box? Does somebody need to open the Jack in the Box? Like, how does that work? How does the Fiend come back? None of this is being explained. You got her on her playground with her creepy ass doll cutting promos. Where the hell is he? Where is Bray? I really need to know this. I really need to, like, actually get a reason why he's not on my TV right now, because I am going to be that fan for a second, because I'm going to be real. I watched this show for him, and if he's not going to be on the show again for an extended period of time, I'm going to stop watching the show, because y'all aren't giving me any other reason to watch the show right now, and that's not a shot at any of the very hardworking people that are on the shows right now, because they're trying their best with what they have.
Are they trying their best?
The talent, yes. The talent are working with what they're being given, which they're frankly being given crap. And I get it. It's post-mania. Your creative team is probably, like, fucking exhausted. They need 10 months of vacation to recover, and I'm sure they've hit, like, mental capacity in terms of storylines and what to do, because it's that post-mania hangover that we have, and they're pushing the WrestleMania Backlash, and they're doing as little as possible to book anything new for WrestleMania Backlash, because it's just going to essentially be a rehash of WrestleMania in some shape or form. Like, that's all it's going to be, because that's all they have the energy for at this point. But can we at least make it interesting? Could I at least get Bray Wyatt on my TV? Please. Pretty please. Enough. I hate that doll.
Let's talk about the doll.
Doll can go away.
So
I don't like the doll.
So she brought us into our playground and she told us to concentrate. Say Lily three times in a row, and then concentrate on all the niceful, peaceful thing. And you had your jump scare. Basically boiled down to, she's tired of sitting and Lily is getting restless, so she's now going to play with the rest of the company, and you only blame Lily for what's about to happen next.
So basically, it's they haven't had a plan for Alexa. They don't really know what they're going to do with her, so they just have her in the back cutting promos on the playground, which is smart. It, you know, it's just until you figure out what you're going to do or where you're going to put her, it's smart to have her backstage cutting these kinds of promos, talking about Lily and kind of setting that all up and explaining it. So I'm a fan of how they're doing this and how they're continuing with her like this, because clearly you can tell she's doing her best work. Like, she's really enjoying what she's doing.
Great. She's doing good.
So yeah, absolutely utilize it. And that could be part of the reason why Bray's not on TV, is because they're trying to wholeheartedly focus on her right now, because the two are still very much connected. But yeah, I know I'm not supposed to like the doll, but I don't like the doll.
Sheamus came to the ring. He won another open challenge. Humberto Carrillo came out. This time, Humberto Carrillo got a number over on Sheamus.
Humberto, why? Honey, no. And then Sheamus just beat the shit out of him.
No. This time, Carrillo got the advantage, so yay.
But he's gonna come for you now. And he's mad. You don't like him when he's mad.
So, SmackDown. Reginald made his return. So he was backstage with Nia and Shanna. Shanna's like, we gotta focus. We have a match. We have a focus, no distractions. Flowers show up. They're not from Reginald. They're from Angel Garza. So she was very happy. Then she walks by and shows she threw them at Dana and Mandy.
Because that's what we're doing now.
So we had a 6-person tag. It was Nia, Shanna, and Rhea taking on Asuka. Naomi allowed. Match was fine. Team Rhea got the win. But, in the middle of all this, we Mandy and Dana came out, and they threw water at Shayna. Nia comes over and she slips, and then slips again. We had that slip and fall comedy. Slip and fall comedy.
They tried. That's all I have. They tried. TM. Like, I don't know. I get it. Like, the slip it. WrestleMania was really, really unfortunate, and I'm sure it makes Vince laugh, and that's why they're doing it, because that's why Titus O'Neil slipped and fell all those years ago in his storylines, was because it made Vince laugh, and they will do anything to entertain Vince at this point. So I get that, but really this is the best you have, is people throwing flowers at people, people throwing buckets of water at people, people being forced to slip and fall and, you know, possibly injure themselves, and everybody laughing at them because, you know, we're all 10. Like, I absolutely think there is a place, a time and a place for that kind of comedy. I just don't feel like it's good here.
Make it better comedy. Jesus. That was terrible. Anyway, moving on, because that was just awful. Sonya Deville arrived at Monday Raw. She's an official on SmackDown. So she comes, and she is Charlotte Flair. They're in the ring with the referee from last week. You know, she felt that Adam Pearce's 100,000 fine was, and suspension was harsh. So Charlotte Flair apologized to WWE and to the referee for manhandling you last week. He accepted the apology. Yeah, he didn't see really Ripley fearing if he had. Flair would have won the match, and so everyone's fine. So Sonya lifts the suspension, and she'll be in the ring action tonight. The same referee would be the same referee in Charlotte's match, and everything's good. And then she made him apologize, and all is right with the world. Adam Pearce was not happy. He wasn't too happy, and because he didn't believe anything that came out of Charlotte's mouth.
Smart man.
So it led to Charlotte and Mandy.
Wait, before we get there, I want to talk about this because this quasi pissed me off. They literally had her pull the "I'm sorry, I made a mistake, registered trademark, girl move," and she gets away with it. Where her suspension is lifted, I don't know if she had to pay the fine or not.
She did. She paid her fine.
So she had to pay her fine. So basically, she gets off with a slap on the wrist. That's what she get. That's what she gets for beating up an official.
It was $100,000. I mean, that's a big slap.
But it's a slap on the wrist. It's basically pay your fine, do your community service, and get out. That's what we just saw. Which that's just like irritating to me a little bit, because it's like, really? Because the whole character, and I know I'm not supposed to like the character, but the whole character that she's doing right now makes me want to throw something at her. She's doing a wonderful job because I literally want to throw things at her. Like, she is robbing me such a wrong way right now. And it's like, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. And yeah, this whole thing, it did its job because I was like, this is stupid. It's literally the girl. Oh, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I did the wrong thing. I totally didn't mean to punch you in the face 16 times. And she gets away with it.
So Charlotte took on Mandy, and Charlotte beat Mandy. There was a couple moments where the referee, you know, and Charlotte got into it and almost cost her the match. But this time Charlotte overcame Mandy and got the win. So that, in its entire nutshell, was Raw. So the story coming out of it, Braun Strowman is now also in the title match at WrestleMania.
Backlash. You can tell that they wrote the show to focus around one story, which was Drew, Braun, and Bobby.
And then Charlotte stuff.
And then Charlotte. Like, that's pretty much what they wrote for this show, and then they backfilled with everything else that happened. And like I said, they're in the creative hangover period. They're not really putting out a lot. They're just kind of setting up Backlash. They're setting up the main events. I'm gonna be real. I wouldn't mind seeing like Alexa come out and go after either like a Charlotte, although I think she's probably gonna go for Asuka.
No, start with Mandy and Dana. Get some easy wins first.
I don't think she's gonna fight. I don't think she's gonna wrestle. I think she's just gonna come out and beat people up.
That's what I mean. Start with those two. Don't go to Asuka. Don't go to Asuka right off the bat. Start with those two.
No. But yeah, I mean, I would be okay with that. Anything that gets Alexa out of the playground, away from the creepy ass doll temporarily, and doing other things, and bring me Bray Wyatt. That was creepy. But just bring Bray Wyatt back to TV. Like, that's, I don't ask a lot. And I swear to God, if he comes back as Brother Love or rip off of Brother Love, I'm gonna throw my Xbox controller at my TV. It's gonna happen.
And with that, that's been the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. In 5 minutes, when you're listening live, there'll be the Rock Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs., available to download at rockradioshow.com and wildtalkradio.com, wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. Just search the Rock Radio Show. You can get your podcast there. We will be live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. We may have a surprise. We may not, but I'm just going to throw that out there and just tease it for you guys. But beyond that, we're talking news, notes, NXT, all your favorites. It's The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, 10 p.m. Eastern.
And if we do have a surprise, don't be late.
Yeah, don't be late.
You'll miss it.
Watch our socials.
Just, yeah.
Just watch the socials and
we'll let,
because we're going to announce it beforehand.
Yes. Saturday night, midnight is another edition of Super Radio, SuperLive.com, GreatTheGreatDebate.com. Sunday night, it's Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Wednesday for a Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. That Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, make sure you follow that. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming, and you can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can also use credit code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop. #ad #EpicPartner, because Lindsay is an epic partner, because you can use her creator code.
Atlins M. Ward.
Because she is also a #EpicPartner.
Ding! And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lindsay Ward, LNSDeverity.
So for Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you next Monday for a Raw Post Show presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, right here along the areas of the Wild Talk Radio Network at wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.